One ingredient for a harmonious relationship is having the same food favorites. But having the same food phobias might be even more important. Today, with KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson, it's all about spousal food fights in this encore edition of Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, it should come as no surprise to you or to anyone who is actually doing it that marriage sometimes requires compromise.
Sometimes?
Exactly. And right. In no area does it require more compromise, at least in my life, than in the area of food.
And the kitchen in general. I mean, we stay out of each other's way in the kitchen. So what is it that made you bring this up this week, Stein?
Well, last week made a dish that I really love, shrimp and grits, and I cannot get DeGroote to eat grits. And here is the weird part about it. She loves polenta, which is admittedly not exactly the same thing, but close enough. So when I make shrimp and grits, I have to make it with polenta, and she's fine. If I blindfolded her, she'd never know the difference. I love grits. I got turned on to them when I was living in Mississippi, and there's nothing better with fried eggs and some biscuits and some grits, but I cannot even get her to try it. Now, I am the last guy on earth to ever point a finger at anyone about food phobias, okay?
I'll say, Mr. I don't eat fruit.
Exactly.
In the middle of the beautiful summer season when there's so much gorgeous fruit out, I mean,
yeah.
I feel
well,
sorry for you, Stein.
Fine.
And I'd also want, wait, do you know how many people ask me, does he really not eat fruit?
Yeah, everybody asked my sister that when she came up to visit. No, I don't. Some people won't eat live monkey brains. I won't eat fruit. And that's all I have to say about that. Here's the thing about DeGroote. She is not a picky eater, but she won't eat, and she's really adamant about this, green peas. And we're not talking about those olive drab ones that come in the can that I used to love to stud my mashed potatoes with. Even the fresh ones, even the nice frozen ones, she will not even eat the freshest green peas. She just hates them.
And Mac is the same way about Brussels sprouts, which I love. And it makes no sense to me at all because he's a big cabbage eater. He'll eat any kind of cabbage. He loves it. But Brussels sprouts, forget it. Another thing he won't eat that really makes me nuts this time of year are soft cheeses like brie or fresh mozzarella. And right now, if you take just a simple fresh mozzarella or even better, burrata, it's fussier cousin, and slice that with some fresh tomatoes and basil and a little salt, what a meal. Won't eat it. And then there's that famous silver palate recipe that's just perfect for summertime. Boil some pasta. I like to use linguine. Add diced tomatoes to the bottom of a bowl with basil and a big chunk of brie that you slice up into little pieces. You can even do it with your fingers. Add the hot drained pasta and just toss the whole thing. It's barely cooking. It's easy as can be, and it's delicious. Okay, Stein, in the interest of fairness, is there anything that you refuse to eat that Cheryl finally convinced you to try?
Yeah, I never would eat yogurt, mainly because I thought it looked ugly, you know, the printed word on the page. But for the last couple of years, I think I've been eating yogurt for cooking, and I use it to make tzatziki sauce and, you know, things like that. And I routinely substitute it for anything that calls for a sour cream. So, yeah, she did succeed in getting me to eat that stuff.
We're in harmony regarding yogurt over in my house. We both love it.
Do you guys actually eat the stuff with a spoon?
Straight out of the carton, sir.
Eaters, let's hear from you about your significant other's food phobias. So unreasonable, unlike our own, at knkx.org. And in the post, I'll put in a link to that shrimp and grits recipe I like so well, along with my personal tweaks that made it even better. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I'll eat anything.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
But I won't.
Stein.